Amen. Well, glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad we can feel God and feel His presence here tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. It means a lot to be able to feel the Lord, feel God here tonight. If you've got a need, I believe the Lord can help you with it. I believe the Lord can help you with it tonight. Praise God. We're going to be looking in the book of John. Book of John tonight. Gospel of John. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming and being in church. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for coming and being here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A lot of people go to church, you know that? A lot of people that go to church, and a lot of what we call churchgoers. Church is very popular, believe it or not. Going to church is popular. Belonging to a church. But Crosswalk, it's a Christian website. They did a survey of people that attended church. And what they were wanting to know is, why do people leave a church? 34% of the people who attend a church leave a church because of a lack of personal connection. A lack of personal connection. One person that participated in the survey said there is no depth in relationships. People did not have time to be friends with other members. Other people have responded in the same way, in the same disappointment. 18% of people have abandoned a church because they felt unwelcome. 16% stated their reason as an inability to connect with others. A welcoming church, congregation that's friendly, a group of people that reaches out to others and makes people feel welcome, amen, is a church that is on the rise. On the rise. Amen. 53% agree that the primary reason they currently attend a place of worship is because of friendships that they have established there. 53% say that's why they go to the church they go to, is because they have established friends there. Amen. Church, we need to be friendly when people walk in the door. You know that? We need to be friendly when people walk in the door. 53% of the people say they attend the church that they attend because they have established friendships there in that church. That's why they attend. Okay? That's interesting. It's about half of the people attend the church because of the friends that's there. Yeah. I hope if you're here, I hope you're my friend. I need friends. Won't you be my friend? Yeah. There's something about connecting with other people. Connecting with other people that is important in worship and in church. To connect with other people. If you just, I thank the Lord for a good church family. Good church body, man, that believe along with me, right? People that can pray with us. People that are genuinely concerned about each other. And concerned about the needs of one another. And when you miss, it's not, when you miss a service, I'm not going to be on the phone, chasing you down wondering, where were you at? Where were you at? I'm not really, We're concerned about the needs of people, right? Concerned, and I think that's important. There's another survey. Now remember what I said, 53% of the people that attend a church attend that church because they have established relationships in that church. In that church. Now let me read you this other survey, okay? Most people, 66% of the people, feel they have had a real and personal connection with God while attending church. That sounds pretty good, don't it? 66% of the people feel like they have had a real and personal connection with God while attending church. But the flip side of that is that one-third of those who attended the church did not feel like they had a personal connection with God. One-third of the people, one out of three, okay? Three young ladies sitting on the second row right here, one of them, amen, does not feel a personal connection with God. Amen, one of them. Which one would it be? Which one would it be? Probably the one that don't like geometry. Amen. One third feels like they do not have that connection with God when they go to church. When asked about the frequency, most of those who have attended church describe their encounters with God, their connections with God. Having that encounter with God, they called it rare. They go to church, and they say that their frequency, the frequency that they make connection with God, is rare. One-third of all adults in the country report connecting with God once last month. 35% said it was in a congregational setting. Among those who attended church every week, 44% said they experienced God's presence every week. Those that go to church every week, less than half of them said that they connect with God every week. Every week. Remember what I told you about 53% of the people? They go to the church they attend because they have connected with somebody there. Somebody there. 44% said they experience God's presence every week. And 18% said they do it on a monthly basis. So out of those that attend every week, 18% said they do it once a month. They connect with God once a month. In church. Man, that's to me, that's astonishing. To me, that is frightening in a way. You know, that people attend church to connect with one another. That's the why they're attending, 53%, because they want to connect with somebody in the church. But yet, what's the reason for going to church? It's not to connect with one another. It's not to make that connection. Amen, but it's to connect with God. Amen, that you have a connection with the Lord. Amen. And to think that one-third say that they do not have that connection, even though they go to church, they still have not made that connection. Amen. There are people, amen, that go to church and they leave because they didn't connect with somebody. Somebody wasn't friendly. While they was there, they didn't make a connection with somebody in the church. Amen. But what we need is not to connect with somebody in the church as much as we need to connect with God in the church. Amen. That's why we come here, amen, is to make that connection. Hallelujah. Amen. Need to do a little bit of house cleaning here. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Patrick, out here in the hallway outside that door, there's a vacuum cleaner. Amen. Would you go get that for me? Amen. I see there's something on the floor out here, and it's just really bothering me. We need to vacuum it up, all right? Well, I want you to bring that vacuum cleaner in here, if you would. Amen. Just bring that right in here. Amen. While he's doing that, just let me tell you, we need to connect to God. It's not important. I know. I'm sorry, man. This is so bad to have to do this. Run it back. Take that back down there, man, and see that thing back down there on the floor, all right? Okay. Stop right there, man. Stop right there. Now, undo that cord there, if you would. Bring it up here. I think there's a plug up here. You get that five. I'm so sorry. I don't know how that got on the floor there, but we need to get it swept up. We need to get it taken care of. That's good there, Patrick. Amen. Can you spell drop? Hold on. Move that back farther, Brother Justin. Yeah, you got to get where the piece of paper's at, brother. You got to move that. See, you got to reach all the way back to the back there. Move your vacuum cleaner back. There you go. See? There you go. Oh, my, look. The cord's not long enough. I hate when that happens. You can just leave it lay right there if you want, brother. Hey, man, I don't think people's going to run through the altar right now and trip over it, but don't you hate it when that happens? Get the vacuum cleaner out, got to reach it, and the cord's not long enough? If there was one thing, well, I take that back. There's a number of things I'd change about my house. We love our house, but there's a few things we'd change. But for me, one of the things I would change is I would put more outlets in my garage. I hate not having enough outlets in my garage. There's another thing I would change. It's that I would put an outside outlet on the front of my house. I have one on the back of my house, but that does not help me when I want to vacuum my car in the front of my house. And then you say, well, you could plug it up in your garage. Yes, I can. But because I don't have enough outlets in my garage, I have to go in and I have to unplug something out of my garage in order to plug up so I can vacuum my car. Man, in order to really make it work, you got to plug it in, you know? You got to plug it in. You can sit there and run it all day long without plugging it in. It don't help, okay? It don't help. There's something about making connection when you come to church. That vacuum can sit there in the aisleway all night long. But it's got to get connected. Amen. It's got to get connected. Yes. Amen. You tonight, you come here. You look good. I mean, you've really, you know, got in. You've really sung your songs. But you've got to get connected to God. Amen. You may be sitting close to your friend tonight. You may be sitting close to somebody that you feel near to and that you feel that you have a relationship with. Amen. But you really need to get connected to God tonight. You really need to make that connection. Amen. You can leave here with your friends and we'll have chili cook-off after a while and we'll have fellowship with each other. And if we weren't doing that, we'd end up at McDonald's or Taco Bell or Denny's or somewhere, Burger King or something. Amen. To have some fellowship after church because we like that fellowship to connect with one another. But really, we need to connect with God. There needs to be a connection with the Lord. Amen. That you can come to church, sit in your pew, but if you can't reach God and you can't touch God and you cannot feel God, amen, let me tell you what, you're missing out on what church is all about. Amen. You may be so popular, amen, that people flood around you to talk to you after church and you're the last one out the door. Amen. And we ask you to shut the lights off and lock it up. Amen. But if you don't connect with God and make a connection with God, you've missed the whole meaning of coming to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. God, help us to make a connection. Make a connection. John chapter 4, before I get too carried away and forget. John chapter 4, the woman at the well, Jesus meets with her. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither worship, neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. A connection with God. You need to connect with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Regardless of what else we do tonight, God, I want to make a connection with you. I want to connect with you. If you look at the Bible, amen, it's all about connections. In the Old Testament, the Bible tells us that Enoch walked with God. He enjoyed God's fellowship. He enjoyed fellowship with the Lord. The Bible says he never died, for he walked with God and was not, for God took him. Amen. He had a connection with the Lord. Isaiah, amen. In Isaiah chapter 6, he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Amen. Let me tell you, he had a connection with God. David danced before the Lord and worshiped God and rejoiced before the Lord. Amen. There was a connection with God. Amen. The children of Israel. Amen. They fasted. They gathered together for their solemn assemblies. Amen. Waiting for the Lord and waiting for the moving of God. Amen. And God moved among them and blessed them and touched them. They made that connection. There has to be a time when you connect with God. Amen. You have to make that connection. Hallelujah. Amen. Jonah, he made that connection in the belly of a whale. Three Hebrew children, amen, they made a connection in a fiery furnace. Amen. Daniel made a connection with God in a lion's den. Amen. But whatever you do, amen, you got to have that connection with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, help us to make that connection. Amen. Jeremiah, he was put into the pit. Down into the mire. Amen. Elijah. Amen. He made a connection to God on a Mount Carmel. Amen. But they had to have that connection with the Lord. Amen. I cannot make it without connecting with God. Hallelujah. It's amazing what connecting with friends and believers does and fellowship. That is awesome. It's encouraging. Amen. We just a minister's conference in Tennessee. And let me tell you what, I enjoy the fellowship of good men of God. I enjoy their fellowship. We enjoy being with them. But let me tell you, it's when you get to the service and you connect with God, amen, that makes a difference. Hallelujah. Amen. To connect with the Lord. Amen. Yeah, we connected with one another. We connected, amen, with missionaries. We connected with evangelists. We connected with other pastors, and that's all good. But, oh, God, I need to make a connection with the Lord. Amen. It don't matter, amen, what else we do here tonight. It don't matter how good the chili is. But, God, I need to have a connection with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The New Testament, the apostles, amen, they had that connection with God. Amen, they gathered in an upper room. Hallelujah. Amen, and suddenly the Holy Ghost fell upon them. Amen, they made that connection with the Lord. Amen. Stephen, he was being stoned, but he looked steadfastly up into heaven and saw the heavens open and saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen, we need to make that connection. Paul and Silas was in a prison being beaten. Amen, but they begin to sing the songs at midnight and begin to worship God. And suddenly the place was shaken. Amen, and they made that connection with God. Hallelujah. Disciples on a road to Emmaus, amen, they made a connection with God. Oh God, we've got to make that connection. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen, traveled around, and everywhere he went, amen, there's people saying, I need to connect with God. And it's not good enough. It's not good enough, amen, just to be here and be with friends. I need to touch God tonight. I need to touch God tonight. Amen. Remember the little lady that with the issue of blood, amen, she says, I've got to touch him. I've got to touch him. I've got a need in my life, and it's not going to work unless I make a connection with God. Amen. She knew a lot of doctors, but that wasn't good enough. Amen. She needed to make a connection with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We need that connection with God. Amen. Even the Lord Jesus. He needed to connect with his Father. He would get along with God and find a place to pray in order that he could connect with God and make that connection. Hallelujah. All these connections in the Bible. Why so many people come to church and they can't connect. They can't connect. I want to try to help you tonight make that connection, all right? Try to help you tonight. Amen. That if you could, just get plugged in. Get plugged in, all right? Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't it awesome when something gets plugged in? What you can do with something when it gets plugged in? Oh, thank God. Amen. Some of you, man, you're sitting there tonight, and amen, you look so nice, you look so wonderful, you look so happy, you got a smile from ear to ear. Amen, you look so nice, you've cleaned up, you got your best suit on, you got your bow tie on, you got all of that going for you. Amen, but let me tell you, what you need more than anything is a connection to the Lord. Amen, because God, that's what I come here for, is to connect with the Lord. Amen, I need to get connected. Amen. What is it? What will do it? Let me say, worshiping God is a connection to God. If you learn to worship God, amen, it's all about connecting. When you worship the Lord, when you begin to worship Him, amen, it's all about connecting. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus explains worship to this woman at the well. Amen. He tells her what worship is and how to worship. Amen. To worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not a one-sided thing, but it's a balanced thing. It's worshiping God with spirit, and it's worshiping God in truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh God, help us to make that connection in worship to You. Hallelujah. Amen. Bible tells us we're to worship. We are to worship. We are to worship. Amen. Not either or, not in spirit and not in truth, but we are to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Worship is not about where you are. Worship's not about where you're sitting in this building tonight. Worship is not about whether you're in the front or in the back. Worship's not whether you're on the right or the left. Amen. But worshiping God is connecting to the Almighty. Amen. Regardless of where you're at right now in this building, I believe that you can make a connection with God. Amen. As you begin to worship the Lord, amen, I believe, amen, that God, amen, and you can make a connection. Hallelujah. 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 She said, this mountain. He said, Jerusalem. Amen. It's not about the mountain. It's not about Jerusalem. Jesus said, it's not either one, but it's coming a day when it's not going to be in the mountain. It's not going to be in Jerusalem, but it's when men begin to worship Me in spirit and in truth. Amen. It's when we begin to worship God, amen, that we can make that connection with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God, help us when we come to the house of the Lord, God, to realize, God, that we're here to make a connection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship is not an event. No. Many people feel like it's just an event that takes place. You worship, and it's done, and it's over. No, worship is connecting with God. Worship is connecting with God. Just because you're in attendance doesn't mean you're going to worship God. Yeah. I have bird's eye view of church during song service. Amen. There's a lot that come in, but they're not worshiping God. They're not worshiping the Lord. Maybe they're just sitting there. Some are, you know, too occupied with something else, but they're not worshiping God. You can be at an event and not worship. Amen. We can call it worship service, but if nobody worships, it's not worship. Amen. It is not an event. It is not a one-time event, but worship, amen, is something that we have to do. Amen. Worship is something that we got to participate in. Amen. Just getting close to somebody else, amen, is not worship. Amen. Just being around somebody, the one that's singing the loudest, does not mean that you are worshiping. Amen. But we got to worship God from the depths of our heart. Amen. Worship is a choice that you have to make, that I want to connect with God. I want to reach out and get a hold of God in this service for my life right now. Amen. It's a choice that you have to make to worship God. Hallelujah. Worship's just not about singing. Worship's not about testimony. Worship's not about preaching. Amen. Worship's about connecting with God. Amen. It's not just merely in the singing. It's not just merely in the preaching. It's not just merely in the testimony. Amen. But worship is when we get our spirit and hold of God and we make that connection and we begin to worship God. Hallelujah. That's when we worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship. Hallelujah. Worship is not entertainment. Worship is not entertainment. I think a lot of churches have got confused there. It's not about entertaining people. That's not what it is. Worship's about connecting to God. Hallelujah. It's not about lights flashing. It's not about flags waving. Amen. It's not about ballet dancers dancing across the front of the church. Amen. It's not entertainment. That's not worship. Amen. Worship is when we make contact with God and we make connection with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Too many churches. I wonder why a third of the people go to church and they don't feel like they connect with God. Could it be that many churches have focused on entertainment instead of worship? Amen. If we're entertaining, that's not what's going to connect us. Amen. Oh, God, I've got to make a connection. And the only way I can do it is to worship you, Lord. I got to touch you. There's nothing wrong with good singing. There's nothing wrong with talent. There's nothing wrong with all of those things. But, oh, God, it's only a tool. Amen, Lord, to help me to reach out and to worship you and to make that connection with God. Amen. Oh, God, help me to connect with you. Before I leave this church, I've got to make that connection. Amen. It's not about technology. Worship's not about technology. Man, I'll tell you what, so much technology in the church. And you know now, they have pastors of technology, the technology pastor in a church. Yeah. Amen. I have that too. It's Brother Don Harris. Man, a technology pastor, man. There you go, Brother Don. You got a new title, brother. Amen, the technology pastor. Amen, that's right. He'll point out, you need to use this app. You need to do this. Here's how you need to do this. Here's how you make this work. That's awesome. That's all great. Amen. Amen, a technology pastor. But, amen, that's not what causes us to connect with God. Amen. That's not what makes us make that connection. Amen. It's when you as an individual make a choice. Amen. That I want to connect with the Almighty. Amen. And I want to have a connection with Him. Amen. That's when you worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Can worship happen in the music? Sure it can. Can worship happen in a testimony? Sure it can. Can worship happen? Amen. When the preacher's preaching, sure it can. Amen. Can worship happen in an altar? Yes, it can. Amen. It can happen there, but it depends on you making that connection to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Worship. Amen. It don't matter if it's public or private. Amen. You know, you can worship God loudly. You can worship God in the front of this church. Amen. You can worship God, but you know what? You don't have to be like that. Amen. Your worship could be quiet. Amen. Your worship can be while you're kneeled down at an altar. Amen. Just you and God. Amen. You. But if the thing is, make that connection. Make that connection. Hallelujah. That's what's most important. Genuine worship. Let me talk to you about what worship is for just a moment. And then I'll be done, all right? Genuine worship is when we are God-focused and God-reverent. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's when we forget who's leading the singing. It's when we forget who's singing the song. It's when we forget who's giving the testimony. It's when we forget who's preaching the message. Amen. Oh, it's when we focus on God. Oh, it's God-focused. It's all about Him.
It's all about him. If you want to get connected here, amen, you know what? Amen. Forget about everybody else. Forget about everything else, but start thinking on God and focus your worship, focus your energy on the Lord. Amen. God, help us to connect with you. Amen.
I was thinking that little lady at the issue of blood pressing through a crowd. Amen. I picture a little lady hunched over in the midst of a crowd. Amen. I don't know what Jesus was wearing, but somehow she had to keep her eye on him. Amen. It would have been very easy for him to get lost in the crowd, to get lost in the multitude, for her to get turned around. But somehow, as she stumbled, as she fell, as she crawled, as she worked her way through the throng that surrounded Christ, amen, she had to keep her focus on him. She had to know where he was. Amen. She had to keep her one eye on the Lord. Amen. So that she could reach out and touch him. It wouldn't do to touch anybody else's garment. It wasn't going to help her to touch anybody else. She had to touch Jesus. She had to make that connection. Amen. When you come to the house of God, church, amen, you need to put your focus on him. Amen. It don't matter who else you may touch. Amen. You must connect with God. Amen. You may not connect with anybody else tonight, but if you connect with God, amen, you'll have your need met. Focus on him. Focus on him. Amen. Oh, man, God is grieved so many times because the focus is on everything else but him. Hallelujah. There's a little boy that went to Sunday school. Amen. He came home from Sunday school. Amen. He was praying that afternoon. He was praying beside his bed. And he was praying to the Lord. He knelt down. He said, "Dear Lord," he said, "we had a good time at church today. I wished you could have been there." Whew. Amen. God, we need to connect with you. We need to connect with you. No matter how many people are in this room right now. Right now. We need to connect with God. Amen. I know maybe in your mind you say, "Oh, before I leave tonight, I need to talk with Brother so-and-so. I need to catch up to him. I want him to leave before I see him. I need to talk to him. I need to ask him something. I need to get with him." Amen. But there's one person in here that you need to get in contact with. Amen. Amen. There's one person. Amen. If you leave here tonight without making contact with him, amen, you've not fulfilled your purpose here tonight. Amen. You must connect with God. You must. Man, of all the people, it's not the pastor. Amen. It's not the pastor. It's not your Sunday school teacher. Not your youth pastor. Amen. It is God. You must connect with the Lord. Amen. Worship is God-focused. Amen. Worship, amen, is honoring God. Yeah. It's lifting up the Lord. It's lifting up God. That's what we have to do. Amen. We need to let it be known, amen, that God, it's all about you, Lord. God, you're the glorious one. You're the mighty one. You're the healer. You're the Savior, Lord. God, you're the one that we need to focus on. God, let our worship honor you in everything that we do, Lord. It don't matter who else is happy with us. It don't matter who else we make happy, who else is pleased. God, I need to please you. Lord, I want to honor you, God. Lord, help me, Lord Jesus, to make that connection. Honoring God. Amen. Genuine worship. Amen. It acknowledges. Claims that God is worthy. Amen. It makes it known God is worthy. Amen. When you begin to praise God, you begin to worship. Amen. You want to make that connection? Praise God. Worship God. Amen. If you want to make a new friend, okay? Hey, I'll tell you about Logan. Okay? You want to impress that girl? Okay? Next time you see her, you walk up to her, show her those pearly whites. No. Walk up to her, okay? Walk up to her and say, "You know, your hair really looks bad tonight. What did you do with it?" know, it's not near as nice as what I remember it. Tell him, say, go up to her and tell her, say, you know, red is just definitely not your color. Yeah. Oh, man, you'll have her eating out of the palm of your hand. Well, no, she'll be hitting you with the palm of her hand. That's not how you do it. That's not how you make a connection, brother. If that's what you've been trying, we need to talk. That's not how you do it. That's not going to work. Amen. But if you go up to her and you say, boy, your hair looks nice tonight. Man, you really look beautiful tonight. Yeah, if you tell her, my, you know, red is your color. Yeah, I mean, you just look great in red. Make sure she's wearing red, all right? But you could tell her, man, red is your color. You look so nice. And you know what? It won't be long. You'll make a connection there. Amen. When you come to the house of the Lord, honor God. Amen. Let him know, Lord, you're worthy of my praise. God, you are awesome. Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, I thank you for all you've done for me. Amen. To begin to give him glory. Begin to give him honor. And it won't be long. Amen. You'll make connection with God, and God will make connection with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Worship and acknowledges God and the things of God and the goodness of God and the blessings of God. Amen. When we worship the Lord. Amen. There was a gathering in another part of the country of a denomination church that is known to be pretty starchy, if you would. Amen. So in this convention, in this big conference, amen, they gave everybody a helium balloon. And they told them that sometime in the service, if they felt God move on them, if they felt God speak to them, if they felt something, amen, they should let go of their balloon. They weren't really open to everybody just standing and worshiping God. They didn't want anybody to really just break out and worship the Lord. Amen. So they gave them a balloon, and they told them, amen, to release that balloon when they felt God, or when God was, you know, they felt something good, or God had blessed them or touched them. And so as the service went on, every once in a while a balloon would go up. Here would go a balloon up as the service went on, dead and dry and just people talking and going through their rituals and all of that. And here a balloon would go up. Amen. And they were acknowledging the fact that they were feeling something and that they were getting a hold of God. But the sad thing was, a great number of them left that service taking their balloon with them. Amen. Oh, church, amen. I don't want to keep my balloon with me. Amen. I want to let the Lord know that I'm here to worship him. I want to make connection with God. Amen. I want to be like the lady that came, amen, with the alabaster box. Amen. I want to break it open. I want to leave it all. I want to give it to God. I want to worship him with all that I have. I don't want to take it home with me. Hallelujah. 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 Genuine worship. Amen. Genuine worship is pleasing God with your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Genuine worship pleases God with your life. Amen. Worship. Amen. You can worship God how you live. You can worship God by living holy, living righteously. You can worship God. Hallelujah. You can worship God by hitting the streets. Go to the street, man. You know, make that connection out there in the street and worship God. Amen. I appreciate our bus captains. Amen. Amen. We're going to appreciate our bus workers today on a snowy morning, in a cold snowy morning. Amen. Getting out, scraping off the bus, warming it up. Amen. And going out there to bring somebody to the house of the Lord. Amen. Trying to reach somebody for Christ. Amen. That is worship to God. Amen. But oh Lord, help me to make that connection. Hallelujah. Amen. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. If you leave here tonight no different than you came, amen, you didn't make your connection. If you leave here tonight no different than you came, amen, you didn't make your connection. You can sit back on the pew, amen, but if you can't reach God, you can't make that connection, Hallelujah. Brother Justin, grab it if you would. And you know what you need to do? Amen. You need to start moving closer to God. Amen. You need to start moving closer to God. Amen. Move closer to God until you can, I'm not going to plug it up, but until you can make that connection. Amen. You need to move forward. You need to get closer to the Lord. Amen. Put the Super Bowl out of your mind there. We finally said it tonight. Amen. Put that out of your mind and forget about that. Quit checking your phone. Quit looking at the score. Amen. Forget about it. Amen. We'll focus on making that connection with God. Amen. Come on. Some of you know, we just need to connect with the Lord. Amen. Put all that aside. Lord, I need to move up closer to where you are. Lord, if I want to make that connection, I'm not going to stay back here, Lord. I'm not going to stay distant, but I need to come close to you. God, in order to make that connection, oh God, it's important. It's important that we connect with the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope that a third of us does not leave here tonight without making connection. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. 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 Help us, Lord Jesus. God, to connect with you more than anything, Lord Jesus. God, I have got to make that connection. Lord, more than anything, God, I've got to connect with you, Lord. God, I've got needs in my life. God, I've got needs in my family. I've got needs in my home and my marriage, Lord. God, I've got needs, Lord, and I need to make connection with you. Lord, I don't want to leave here, God, until I've given it all, Lord. I want to make connection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, let's worship him tonight, church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let him know he's worthy tonight, church. Amen. Let him know that he's worthy. Worship him. Hallelujah. Focus on him. Put your focus on the Lord tonight. Lord, I need to connect with you here in this place, Lord. God, I need to make that connection, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I want to ask you tonight, amen, if you're here in this house, amen, you say, Brother David, I feel so distant from God. I feel like I have not connected with him.
I haven't connected with him in my Bible reading. I haven't connected with him in my prayer time. I have not connected with God in church, in the house of the Lord. I've not connected with the Lord. Hey, amen. I need to make a connection tonight. I feel like I'm so distant. I feel like I'm so far away. I need to come up closer to God. I need to draw nearer to the Lord. I need to make that connection. Amen. Right now, why don't you step out? Amen. And make your way to the altar and stand right here in the front. Amen. And why don't we reach out and worship him tonight, all right? Amen. I believe before you leave here tonight, you can make that connection. Amen. You can make that connection. You say, oh, it's just been too long, Brother David. I just haven't been able to feel the Lord. I haven't been able to feel God like I like to. There's things in my way. There's things that cluttering my mind and hindering me. Amen. But I can't make that connection to the Lord. Amen. Right now. Right now. Amen. Don't leave here. Don't leave here carrying your balloon with you. Don't leave here carrying your balloon with you. Amen. You need to make a connection with God. You need to make a connection with God tonight. Amen. Don't leave here carrying your alabaster box with you. Amen. You need to make that connection with God. Amen. Lord, more than anything, God, I need to touch you. I need to make that connection, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there somebody to be bold enough, amen, to say, Brother David, amen, I need to connect with the Lord. I need to connect with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. I need to make that connection. More than anything, Lord, I need to make that connection. I don't want to leave here, Lord Jesus, disconnected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. She got a
I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shai,
yeah.